This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is almost that time of year. Summer concerts are not that far off. We're going to talk about music off Central this morning. Dan Bartram starts this off. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you guys put your lineup out a couple days ago. Talk about what's going on.
We're really excited to put this together for this this coming series for the summer. We've got seven concerts coming up, all kinds of different genres, hopefully to get people up and singing along and dancing with the music. Brett Brooks, who is our band coordinator and signs all of our bands, he's our board member. He's here with me today. He's the one that I have to give all the credit to for putting this lineup together.
Yeah, so Brett, tell us a little bit about some of these bands and who people can come out and hear this summer.
Yeah, you know, we've taken a lot of we've listened to a lot to the community. We're members of the community itself and listened to what kind of music they'd like to see. And we've heard a resounding answer of they want to hear songs that they know the words to, they can get up and dance and sing along to. So we're starting this summer out with a bang with a full-blown Allman Brothers tribute band, three percussionists. These guys do it great. If you're into that Southern rock, Jessica, Southbound, all the great hits, they're going to be coming and playing those. We follow that up with a 90s country night. So if you're into 90s country, Brooks and Dunn, Joe Diffie, Shania Twain, all the greats, come on out for Honky Tonk Service by Jeremy McComb. He is a Nashville songwriter. He's written for songs for greats like Tracy Lawrence. So if you want to relive those 90s country moments, come on out on July 2nd and celebrate July 4th, the 250th anniversary of America. After that, we have the Hit Machine, featuring Justin Timberlake, the Bruno Mars, a little more in 2000 to the 90s pop hits. These are some songs you can definitely come out and dance to that you know and hear on the radio. We're following that with an outlaw country band based out of Eastern Oregon that I love. The Waylon Jennings, the Merle Haggards, the Johnny Paychecks, the Johnny Cashes, all those great country songs that we know and love. They're going to be coming out on July 16th.
So Sleepless Truckers, huh?
Yeah, I've known Philip Austin. He's a solo music or a solo country artist based out of Eastern Oregon. And I've seen them several times at different rodeos throughout Eastern Oregon, and they really do a great job with the outlaw country.
All right, well, what's next then?
Next, after Sleepless Truckers, probably one of my favorites. We've been hearing a lot of people requesting a Journey tribute band. We figured Journey wasn't enough for you. We wanted to give you more, so we're going to do a Foreigner and Journey tribute. These guys are named Forgery, which is obviously a great name for a Foreigner and Journey tribute band. They're coming out of Southern California, and they're going to come up and play all those great hits and keep us not stopping believing.
So that means that if I actually came to that, I could pull out my 1984 for Journey t-shirt, which I still have.
You sure can. And Dan and I both have our Foreigner mesh jerseys from 83 that we're going to be wearing, so keep an eye out for us.
Yeah, well, apparently, we were talking earlier about this morning, but apparently I'm sitting on a gold mine of concert shirts from the 80s, so I may be selling some to pay my taxes this year. I don't know. So what's up after that?
Super Diamond. This is a great one with the Neil Diamond movie that's come out. We thought it would be a great idea to kind of jump on the hype and feature a pop star in Neil Diamond. He's not touring anymore, so if you want to go out and relive those great Neil Diamond songs and moments, you have to come out and find a band that, and this one I consider probably the premier Neil Diamond tribute. They've been on VH1. They've been on The Tonight Show, on Letterman, Comedy Central, featured in Rolling Stone magazine. So Super Diamond is definitely one that does the Neil Diamond songs right.
All right, and one more.
Roll On Alabama, probably my mom's favorite concert that I did this summer, so she'll definitely be out there dancing. So mom, let's keep it down. But Roll On is an Alabama tribute. If you like that mountain music and the Dixieland alike, come on out and sing with us. This will be our last concert of the summer, and we plan on kicking that one out with a bang too.
All right, so Dan, you guys kind of increased things. You're doing seven shows, giving yourself even more work.
Oh yeah, we're just glutton for punishment, I guess, as you can say. We listened to people and they wanted one more concert, and we may add one more next year. It's just we always play with the weather here in Oregon, and you just never know.
Talk about the venue if somebody hasn't been out there.
Oh, what an amazing venue. Obviously, the band stage is amazing. We have the splash pad for the kids. We got food trucks. We have the beer garden. Very family-friendly atmosphere. A big space. We can hold a lot of people. We get 5 to 10,000 people per show.
Now, and the splash pad is for kids, not adults.
I've seen some adults in there, but yeah, it's basically for kids.
All right. So if people want to find out more about it, where do they go?
You can check us out on Facebook, or you can go to musicoffcentral.org and take a look at us.
All right. And again, that begins June 25th. All right. We'll talk about that again more in the future. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.